All right, here we go. We are now here for episode 16 of I Know What I'm Talking About. I know it's been a long time, some months since the last episode, but we finally got another guest in now, Kendall. I appreciate you a lot, man, for hopping on.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So real quick, I just want to start off. So right now, where do you play at right now?
Right now, I play at Lubbock Christian University.
Okay, so coming out of high school, what position were you recruited as?
Mainly the one. I played a lot of combo guard in my high school. Was scoring the ball a lot, things like that. But I think coming out of high school, going into college, you know, guys wanted to see me playing the one. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. And that's, you know, obviously, you know, you comfortable playing that, were you kind of more comfortable being a two at the collegiate level, or you were just, you know, ready for, you know, whatever they asked?
Yeah, well, down here where I play at is a lot more positionless, I guess you could say. Right. So we got four or five guys who can bring the ball up. Nobody's really a sure position down here. So I think I'm pretty comfortable being in these roles. So, yeah.
Okay. So basically you're pretty much playing probably what, like three positions?
Basically.
The one through the three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically.
So what schools were you, you know, what schools were you considering besides, you know, Lubbock Christian during the recruiting process?
Schools close to home, like UIW, mm-hmm. things like that, maybe a UTSA, but I think LCU, I committed pretty early. They had a pretty good resume, number one team last year, number two in efficiency. So to me, I was ready to come down here and get started.
Okay. So, you know, obviously that, you know, I was going to ask, you know, what stood out to you about, but you basically just said that, but did that, you know, did they first start looking at you through, did they start looking at you through AAU?
They did. That's when they contacted me. I believe it was during the first live period out there in Duncanville. We were playing at the field house, and I had a couple of good games down there, and it took them a little while. I think a few weeks after that, they called me up. You know, they contacted me about visits and things mm-hmm. like that, and I went on a visit during early in the school year, and then I committed.
This was early your senior year?
Yes, oh, early my senior year.
Oh wow, okay. So you know, were you ever considering, you know, going out of state at all? Because I know you were telling me about how, you know, you were kind of wanting to, you know, get out of San Antonio, but were you ever at the point to where you wanted to go out of state or consider it at least?
Yes, for sure. I don't think I ever really thought too deep on it. You know, as long as I was out of the city, I think that's all I really wanted. But Lubbock is a good distance from home. I think this is a pretty good spot to be in, being a six hour drive from San Antonio, you know, not too far, not too close. I can't just go there on the weekends or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But yeah, so I did consider going out of state.
Okay. So that 6 hours is basically, you know, you like how it's just giving you some discipline.
Right.
Okay, I got you. So how do you feel that how your freshman campaign went, your freshman year went?
Oh, I felt pretty good about it. It was a lot of learning in it, a lot of ups and downs. But I think I learned a lot this year, being around a lot of older guys. We had all Americans on our team, from what I saw, one of the best guards in D2. So there was a lot of learning involved, and I think it set up my sophomore year this next year pretty good. I think I'll have a pretty big year because of all the stuff that I learned getting out there and getting a taste of what college basketball was really like.
Right. Yeah, that's always good for you to watch and learn for a little bit, you know, be a sponge to some of the upperclassmen who have been around longer. So that's always, you know, going to be a plus for you. So I know you were talking about your when you had your appendix taken out. So how long did it take you to get back into game shape when you had that surgery?
About a week or two. Yeah, when we came back, we were doing two-a-days. We came back, it was during the little break, so we had time to just practice, get our groove back. You know, guys are usually out of shape from coming back after Christmas. But by that time, I had been out for pretty much a month, basically, just sitting down, not really doing anything. So when I came back, man, that first practice was crazy, but that first day was pretty bad. But yeah, since we were doing 2-a-days going hard, I'll say it took about a week.
Okay.
For me to get back in full game shape, somewhere around there.
That's probably the average time, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
So what are your expectations for your sophomore year?
I'll come in there and be aggressive, make a conference team, help my team win, try to get a conference championship this year for them. Right. You know, big expectations, but, you know, I think we could do it. I'm coming out next year, and I'm going to try to be aggressive, be a better player than I was before, you know, get in that weight room, just become a better version of myself for the team.
Right, yeah, I got you, yeah. So, and, you know, and you're talking about, you know, getting in the weight room, you know, so do you have a good idea of what you want to improve on already, or, you know, you kind of going to watch film and, you know, break your own film down a little bit more during the summer so you can, you know, I guess be a little bit more detailed on what you want to work on specifically?
Absolutely. I know off the bat that I need to get stronger. You know, that's probably the main thing that's going to be focused on throughout the summer, man. Coming into college, you know, you really get to see the physicality of it and how important the weight room is. And I came in pretty small, pretty skinny, lightweight, never really lifted too much.
Right.
Seeing the importance of being in that weight room, getting strong, you know, it just makes you a whole lot better that I didn't even know. It's a big part of the game that I didn't really think about when I was in high school. When I was in high school, I should just go to the gym, practice on my game, shoot, work on things like that. You know, I never really thought about hitting that weight room. But now that I'm here, I understand how important it is. So, yeah, that's really the main thing that I'm going to be focusing on.
Yeah, high school weight room isn't really – there's really not a lot of – basically, it depends on who your head coach is or who the athletic trainer is, you know, how much they put an emphasis on weight training. But, yeah, always when – a lot of people that I've had on here, when they get to the collegiate level, you know, weights are a must. And they just – sometimes they just don't even really, like, don't even know how to start because weights were never emphasized, you know, whenever they got to the varsity level.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so what is your ultimate goal, at, like, basketball-wise, you know, for the next, I would say, 3 years, you know, at Lubbock Christian?
At Lubbock Christian?
Yeah. What would be, you know, your biggest, like, your ultimate goal of, like, what you want to get accomplished there?
Probably win a national championship. I think that's something we could definitely do, and that's obviously top of the list for me, man. I think in these next couple of years, we're gonna have a real good shot at winning that big national chip. So putting Lubbock Christian on the map, things like that, I think that's really the main focus of being down here at Lubbock Christian in these next couple of years.
Okay. And you feel that, you know, by the time your junior year, maybe your senior year,
around there.
Yeah, your discipline level is gonna be good enough, you know, to where you're gonna be focused enough to where, you know, that national championship, you know, you feel it's gonna be right there in the palm of your hands.
Right. We got a pretty young team right now too. We brought in we had about 6-7 freshmen. So I mean, I think if we stick through for these next couple of years, then with the chemistry we're gonna have, it's gonna be hard to really beat us. So I think that's in reach.
Okay, I got you, man. Well, as of right now, that's all that I got for Kendall right now. I appreciate you, man, for hopping on once again.
Yes, sir.
You know, giving knowledge and, you know, your story that you got going on right now. I most definitely appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. For sure.
All right, so, you know, I'll catch y'all next episode. It could come next week or whenever. Try my best to have the next person on as soon as possible. But once again, we're going to be back very soon for sure.